Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Meseches Kedushin has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yossi Taub. B'schus Rufua Shelema, Moshe Nachman, Ben Malka Miriam.
We're learning Meseches Kedushin after Nalef. We're going to start from the end of the afternoon and today's the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, HaMekadosh Ishu Ubita, Aisha V'Achais Ka'achas Einem Mekadoshes. Someone who's Mekadosh, a woman and a daughter, or two sisters, together, they're not Mekadoshes. If they were to be Mekadoshes, Kum Tais, he'd be Mekadoshes to an Erva. By two sisters, so if they were Mekadoshes, each one would be an Achais Isha. By Isha Ubita, so one of them would be Chamaisai, the mother would be Chamaisai, and the daughter would be Vasishtai. So, because of the din that you can't be Mekadosh an Erva, you cannot be Mekadosh the Shtei Achais and the Isha Ubita Kachas. And the Gemara asked me, no, Animili. How do we know this din? When I first want to learn from a pasuk, Rami Bachama said that the pasuk says Isha Lachais L'Sikach Litzrar. Rami Bachama teached it that even when you take them together, Litzrar means taking them together, and still there's a din of L'Sikach. The kedusha is not chal on either one of them. Rava asked that can't be the pshat in the pasuk because by violating the law of this pasuk, you get karis. And if the Kedushin is not chal, it's not shaykh to get cursed. Neither of them practically ever became an erva, so that can't be pshat in the pasuk. So Rava says that the Mishnah, the reason for the Mishnah is k'de Rabba. Rabba says, kol she'ena b'zeh ha'zeh, afil v'ach sachas eina. If, when you do two things, one after the other, they can't both be chal, only the first is chal, not the second. So then, when you do them simultaneously, neither of them are chal, neither of them work. That's the sugya sashas. Now, there's a chakira. When the Gemara asked Minohani Mili, and the Gemara needed a pasuk, or a yisayit from Rabba, kol she'ena b'zeh ha'zeh afila v'asachas enoi, to tell you that neither are mekadeshes, what was the havman of the Gemara? What would be without the pasuk, without this yisayit of Rabba? Like the Gemara asked kashus on Rabba, the Gemara discusses if the yisayit of Rabba is correct or not. What would be the din without Rabba? Without kol she'ena b'zeh ha'zeh afilu v'asach ha'zeinai. Would the din be that they're both mekudashes? Well, no. To have them both mekudashes, that's what you can't have. Because you can't be mekadosh and erva. Now, the din is that one of them are mekudashes, and we don't know which one. We have this discussion later by Kedushin She'ei Mesur and Lebiya, later on in this blot. Where there's a musig of being mekadosh achas mishtei achayis. Be mekadosh one of the two sisters. So there's such a thing. You mekadosh one of these two women, and we don't know where the kedushin is. We're going to discuss that later in the shiur how that works. There we have a machlekes Abaye and Rava. Abaye says that it works, and Rava says no, because kedushin shein masurin lebi aleishma kedushin, like we're going to explain later in the shiur. And the Gemara indeed says that according to Rava, kedushin shein masurin lebi aleishma kedushin, that could be another reason why mekadosh shtei achayis don't work. You don't have to come on to Rabbi as you're saying. Of kol she'ena b'zeh ha'zeh afilu v'asach ha'zeinai. The Gemara says, the fact that you cannot, as a result of the Kedushin, they become an erva or a suffolk erva, and you cannot be b'ayil them, so that alone is a reason why the Kedushin doesn't work l'fi Rav. But this Gemara is going l'fi Abaye, the Kedushin she'ena b'zeh l'biyah would work. That's why the Gemara says, minani mili. But still we have this chakira. Without the aside of Rav, the Kedushin she'ena b'zeh l'biyah, lo yishma Kedushin. And without the yisayit of Rabba, of kol she'ena b'zeh ha'zeh afilu v'asach ha'zeinai, the Gemara is havimina. What would happen? Are both going to be chal? Or only one of them is going to be chal? So the emesis is a clear machlokes achreinim, the Pnei Yeshua and the Sefer HaMakna. Pnei Yeshua says clearly that the Gemara was discussing why they're not both chal. Without the yisayit of Rabba, both things will be chal, both kedushins will be chal. And the Sefer HaMakna says no. The Sefer HaMakna says, that's for sure that both Kedushin can't be Chal. Because that's being Mekadosh and Erva. Kedushin's not Chal on Erva. It can't both be Chal. Then it's Chal on Erva. That can't work for sure. That the Gemara had no tzad. There's no Minani Mili to do that. Of course it can't. You can't be Mekadosh to Achayis Kachas and both Kedushin's will be Chal. Of course it doesn't work. That's being Mekadosh Achayis Isha. The Gemara's Kasha was, let one of them be Chal. He's Mekadosh both sisters. That can't work. But one of them could work. It's possible that one of them is chal. One of them is chal. We don't know which one. Like Mekadosh Achas Mishtei Achayis. Even though he's being Mekadosh Shtei Achayis. But that can't work. But at least one of them could work. So the Gemara thought that when someone does a Maisa, two Maisa, simultaneously, And they can't both happen, but one of them could happen. So one of them work, and we don't know which. That was the tzad of the Gemara. That the Gemara said, Menani Mili. And that the Gemara brings, first from a pasuk, and then from a Svara, that no. If they can't both work, so it comes out, each Maisa cancels out the other. The Havmina held the Maisa Kedushin, I got this Svara, this is Svara from Shmuel Zavsky. The Maisa Kedushin is a good Maisa Kedushin on each one. The Chalois can't be Chal. It can't be Chal on both of them, because that's a Chalois Kedushin on an Erva. That can't work. But when the Maisa is good, just the Chalois can't be Chal, both Chaloisin can't be Chal, but one Chalois couldn't. So whatever could be Chal is Chal. It would be Chal a Kedushin on one of them, we don't know which. That was the Gemara's Havimin. So I think Gemara, no. Kol she'ena b'zach hazeh. If you do these two Maisa b'zach hazeh, the second Maisa wouldn't be Chal, it wouldn't work. That's a Chsoin in the Maisa Kedushin altogether. Each Maisa cancelled out the other. You have no Kedushin, neither of them are Mekudashis. Now, to understand clearly this machlekes achreinim, this machlekes Pnei Yeshua and Sefer HaMakna, that the Pnei Yeshua says in the Havimina both would be chal, and without the din of kol she'enim b'zeach esef fil v'asachas enoi, both of them are chal. And the Sefer HaMakna says, no, that's klal, they can't both be chal. That's kedushin on erev, there's no such Havimina. The Gemara needs the sisayit of kol she'enim b'zeach esef fil v'asachas enoi to tell you that you don't say that one of them is chal, we don't know which. Kamash bon that neither are chal. So you have to understand two aspects to this machlokes achreinim. The first aspect is they're arguing about what does it mean to mekadesh an erva. Lefi de Pnei Yeshua, since neither isha was an erva b'shas the kedushin, the erva comes with the kedushin, so that's not called you mekadesh an erva. An isha, that's an erva, that's a chayv krisus, it's an arayis. Kedushin is not teifus. Here b'shas the kedushin, before the kedushin, neither was an erva. They became an erva simultaneously with the kedushin. That, according to Pnei Yeshua, that alone can't block the kedushin. You can't say that's a kedushin on erva for keret. The erva came with the kedushin. The erva wasn't there prior to the kedushin. That wouldn't be a problem. Hashenkein, the Sefer HaMakna says, if the result of the kedushin is that an erva is mekadeshes, that can't be a kedushin. That's a machlekes about how to understand the din of kedushin not being taifas and arayis. That's one aspect of their machlekes. There's a Minchas Chinuch, Mitzvah Reish Gimel. He brings down, there's a Shitas Rashi, famous Rashi on Yevamos Daf Memtes. Now the Meluim made it somewhat famous in Yevamos. That Rashi understands the Gemara over there to mean, the Gemara says that even if your Kedush is not Tovus B'chayve Lavin, that doesn't apply to the Lav of Saita. Applies to other Chayve Lavin, Mamzer, Amoini, Mayavi, Chayve Lavin, Kedush and not Tovus. But the Lav of Saita, even though it is a Lav, but still, for that lav, Kedushin is still typhus. And the Gemara says, the hatafsi ba Kedushin. And Rashi understands the Gemara, since you see from the Pasuk, that after she's Mizana, she's still Mekadesh, she still needs a get. That's a raya that Kedushin is typhus. Because any time Kedushin won't be typhus, so even if the Kedushin was there before, and then the Matzav came, then the Isser came, the Kedushin will be paka. So since you see by Saita, Isha's Mizana, she becomes a Saita. It's Mavur in the Pasuk, she remains Mekadesh, she needs a get. In Dem Pasuk Shtei, that even if you gave her a get, and now you want to be Mekadesh again, also would work. Because it's one Shaila. If Kedushin works, then it would work even Mitchila. If Kedushin wouldn't work Mitchila, then it would be Paka. Now, the Lumen Simeon Ches uses this to answer Akasha, Legabe Yibam, why Chayvi Lavin, Amufka from Yibam V'chalitza, so the Minchas Chinuch says, according to that Rashi, it would be impossible to say that Mekadesh Isha V'Achaisa is Mekudashis, because Rashi holds that even if after the Kedushin it becomes an Erva, the Kedushin is Paka. So it will be Paka right away. A Kedushin that will self-destruct can't exist. If the Kedushin inherently is that afterwards it'll become an Erva and it'll be Paka, so that Kedushin can't work Mitchila. It's a Yishus Lizman. It won't work. So the Minchas Chinuch is bringing in this sheet, this Rashi, that Lefi sheet, this Rashi, that any time Kedushin wouldn't be Taifas, who would then the Kedushin be Paka? So that's Chloe, you can't learn the Havimina that both Nashim and Mekudashis. That's the story of the Minchas Chinuch. Yeah, and it's not Shver, because Rashi can learn like to say for Amakna, that the Gemara's Shaila was, at least one of them should be Chalma. No, no, which. Baal Kapanim, this is the Slurs, Minigay of the Shaila. If without Rabbi's Din, would that be called Kedushin on an Erva? Would the Erva be Mafgi of the Kedushin? Oh, no. Since Bishasa Kedushin, they weren't there. Ayas, that came simultaneously with the Kedushin. That was only Chal when the Kedushin's Chal. So, Mamela, let's not call Bima Kaddish and Erva. Without the Din of Rabbi, they both would be Mekadashis. But there's another piece to this machlekes by Yeshua and Amakna, which is very important to our sugya of understanding kol she'ena b'zachazah filu b'vachzachas enai, which is that lefida Amakna, the Amakna seems to be saying that if both kedushin could be chal, and then Rabbi would never say his din of kol she'ena b'zachazah filu b'vachzachas enai. And the emphasis, I think that's mamish mefurish in the Ritva. And I think the Ritva is mefurish like the Sefer Amakna. The Ritva explains Rabbah the following. He says, Kol she'ena b'zachazeh afil v'asachas enoi pirish. Kol maisa nasa b'zachazeh v'ena chal b'shneim. Anything which if you do it one after the other, it wouldn't be chal by both el b'rish and only the first one, like m'kadosh de'a chayis. K'she ois ois v'asachas ena dum yidzachazeh sh'yid v'sbachas mehem. It won't be like zachazeh that would work on one of them. El. If it could be chal on both, so be chal on both. If it's not possible to be chal on both, and it's something which if you did it bezach, is only the first one be chal, then it won't be chal at all. Hilchach, mekadesh shtei achayis, ka'achas, doi efshe sheyu shteim mekadoshes, ein achas me mekadoshes. Therefore, by Mekadosh Te'achayis, which it's impossible that both of them should be Mekadoshes, so then comes Rabbi and tells you neither of them are Mekadoshes. And Memeli says, because it is. Rishayna Maske Kasha, if you hold that he's saying, Kol She'ena B'zachazah, Filo V'asachas Enoi, what about the Gemara that says, Hareza Tmuris Eila, Tmuris Shlomim, according to Rabbi Yossi, they both work. And it becomes half a Tmuris Eila, half a Tmuris Shlomim, and you have to wait till it gets a mum, and sell it and buy it with half of its money, oil and half of its money, shlom. Why do you say, kol she'ena b'zachazeh afilu v'asachas enoi? Evid the Ritva, another Rishayim was to say this, because there it could work both of them. If it could work both of them, Rabbi never said his din. Rabbi's din was exclusively when they both can't work. And the Ran Ramesh also Kamat says the same Yisrael as the Ritva, the Ran on the Rif. So here is another big difference between the Sefer Amakna's approach and the Yeshua's approach. The Ritva is saying, and he's like the Sefer Amakna, that if both could be chal, Rabbi never said his din. Rabbi's din is only starting off when both can't be chal anyway. And the only shail is maybe one should be chal, we don't know which one. Now we have the din of kol she'ena b'zachazeh afilu v'asachas enoi. That it's not pshat stam that the chaloisin can't be chal simultaneously, but the maisa are says to each other, each maisa knocks off the other maisa, neither is chal. But if both could be chal, so Rabbi never said his din. According to the Pnei Yeshua, Rabbi's din would be, even if lule Rabbi, we would say both is chal. But still, any time b'zech is there, they won't both be chal, so b'vasachas, neither is chal. You wouldn't say both is chal. But isn't the Yisaitis like a machlekes in understanding kol she'ena b'zachazeh afilu v'asachas enoi? Lefi the Ritva in the Sefer Amakna, the din won't tell you that both isn't chal. If both can be chal, it both be chal. Even if it's ena b'zachazeh. Even if it's zachazeh, they won't both be chal. But if both can be chal, it both be chal. According to the Pnei Yeshua, so kol she'ena b'zachazeh, even if without it you would say both is chal, but if it's ena b'zachazeh, so then you'd say neither is chal. According to Bnei Yeshua, you have to know how to answer the kasha or is it tmur zel tmur shlomim. B'yesh li ashen. Like upon him, it's a shayla in the svar of kol she'ena b'zachazeh afilu v'asachas enoi. There being a raya that the Tais Rin holds like the Bnei Yeshua in this. Because the Tais Rin asks the kasha, there's a klal, ain't this a chal al iser, according to some tanoim. If you have first one iser, then another iser, they're not chal. But b'vasachas, if you have two iser b'vasachas, then they're both chal. So the Tais Rin asks the kasha, why don't you say kol she'ena b'zachas kol she'ena b'zachazeh afilu v'asachas enoi? Why don't you say that same klal kol she'ena b'zachazeh afilu v'asachas enoi? So he says a chilek. It's hard to understand his exact svara that he's saying, but be'erich he says that since by Eris Chal Isser, it's Chal on its own. And the only reason why the second Isser is not going to be Chal is because it's redundant. You already have the first Isser. That's the reason why the second Isser is not Chal. Not the Etzim is Nagin. It's just redundant. When you have an Isser, so who needs another Isser? So now the two Isserim came of Asachas, you can't say neither are Chal. They're not redundant at all. And you can't say one of them is not Chal. Which one are you going to take out? The middle of both are Chal. That's Berech what he says. Not so easy to understand exactly the Svar, but Al Kaponim, you see from the Kasha, that he asked the Kasha, then how could it work, two Isurim Chal of Asachas, one you say, Kol She'enim B'zach Zephil of Asachas, Enoi, you see, that even when both would be Chal, the Svar of Kol She'enim B'zach Zephil of Asachas, Enoi, says that neither are Chal. Just it doesn't apply to two Isurim that are Chal of Asachas, for whatever Svar he says. So Kol Yisrael Machlekes, Ridvan, the Taisus Rid, in this Nakuda, the Ridvan, I think, is Mamash Mefurish, that Kol She'enim B'zach Zephil of Asachas, Enoi, wouldn't tell you that both are in Chal. If without the Svar of Kol She'enim B'zach Hazeh, I would say both the Chal, so both will be Chal, even though they're not B'zach Hazeh. It's only to say that one should be Chal, and the other not, there we say Kol She'enim B'zach Hazeh V'sach Hazeh, and neither are Chal. Now, Shang in the Taisus Rid, who asked the Kasha, that even by two Isurim of Asachas, we should say Kol She'enim B'zach Hazeh V'sach Hazeh, and neither of them should be Chal, in the Kasha, and the Chayr, and the Teres also, which is only being Mechalik between an Issa, Abba, Me'elov, which is only not Chal because of the redundancy, as opposed to a Chalais that a person's trying to make, which is another Sibis why the second one's not Chal. So you see, Klar, that he holds like the Pnei Yeshua understands, that even if the other Tzad would be that both are Chal, still, Kol She'enim B'zach Hazeh, Philos Hasein, it would say that they're not both Chal, neither are Chal. Now, one more Ara, the Gemara, Abaye asked the Kasha and Rambam from the case of Marba b'Meiser, someone who took off, let's say, instead of a tenth of the Meiser, he took off a fifth from Meiser. And also he asked the Kasha from the Lachmei Taida, that it says that a Taida that you shecht on an 80 chalas, you're only supposed to do 40 chalas, you shecht at 80 chalas. And there it's Mavur, by Marba b'Meiser, for instance, it's Mavur, that it's chal on the tenth, and Peiraisim Misukonim, Umaisraisim Mukakolim, because it's Chal on a tenth. So all the non Meiser Peiris are all Misukin. But the Meiser, it's only Chal on a tenth. So the fifth, the other tenth, it remains Tevel. So now, in the Meiser, it's really Meiser Vetevel Muravin Zebezet, because it's Chal on a tenth, and we don't know where the tenth is. Could be this one, it could be that one. Now, Derech Zeh, by the Taydah Sheshachan al Ashmeinim Chalis, you're supposed to have 40 Chalis Taydah. He had 80. So there was Rabbi Yechon that said it's not Chal at all. Chizkiah said it's Chal on 40, and we don't know which 40 it is. And like Rashi explains, the Kasha was from Chizkiah. And Chizkiah doesn't like Rabba, because Chizkiah holds it's Chal on 40, we don't know which one. And Rabba would say that it's not Chal at all. And the Mar explained that we're talking about it was ambiguous, maybe only meant it should be Chal on 40. That's the Machlekes Chizkiah and Rabbi Yechon. Al Kaponim, you see from the Gemara that Lulei Divei Rabba by Meiser, it's not pshat that it'll be chal on a fifth. Without Rabba, it'll be chal on a tenth, and we don't know which one. It's not pshat it'll be chal without Rabba on all 80 chalas. There was no such havamina. It's chal on 40, and we don't know which one. So chayah, it sounds clear, like the sefer HaMakna, that the pshat is without Rabba. It's not chal on both. It's chal on one, and we don't know which one. What's pshat in the Pnei Yeshua? What's pshat in the Tesis Rit? So I think the Teres is mamish pashit. Amish Pasha, just reading us. Avada, there are certain things that can't be Chal on both. Everyone's maskim to that. Meiser could only be Chal on a tenth. The Torah said a tenth is Meiser. The Torah did not allow more than a tenth to be Meiser. It's impossible, no matter how hard you try. You cannot get more than a tenth to be Meiser, period. So no one's going to argue about that. There won't be any Machlokes, Hamakna and Pnei Yeshua, if more than a tenth could be Meiser. Avada, everyone's maskim. Only a tenth could be Meiser. The Torah only allowed for 40 Chalas Teda. More than 40 Chalas Teda is impossible. No one's going to argue about that. Around it's that way. You can't have more than 40. So in the case where it's Metzias impossible to have both Chalais and Chal B'Vasachas, everyone's maskim that Lulei the Svara of Rabba, only the amount that could be Chal is Chal. The one Chalais is Chal, and we don't know which one. We have a matzah like Achas Mishtei Achayis, like one of these is Meiser, like 40 of these are Chalas Teda, and it's not specified which one. And with Rabbi Svar, if Rabbi Svar were to apply, then nothing is Chal. Everyone's maskim in such a case, that's the pshat. There is no machlekes, hamakne, pe, yeshua, ridva, tesis, rid. There's no machlekes altogether. When the mitzias, you can have both chalais and chal, but even bevasachas, it's impossible. There's no such thing. The Torah never allowed that. So then, if you don't hold the rabba, or if rabba doesn't apply, one is chal, we don't know which. If you do hold the rabba and he applies, so then neither are chal. That's clear. The machlekes, hamakne, pe, yeshua, is this two machlekes in. One is by shtei achayis, when you have the case of a ishu bita, is that, in Stephen terms, is that being mekadesh and erva? Does that mean b'metzias it can't be chal no matter what? That's what the Amakna holds. And Pnei Yeshua holds no. Since at the time of the Kedushin they weren't in erva, even though simultaneous with the Kedushin they'll be in erva, that's not going to be mekadesh and erva. So Pnei Yeshua holds it is possible for both them to be chal, theoretically, technically, without the svara of Rabba. And we have another machlokes. Something which theoretically they both could be chal, lulei d'svar of Rabba, does Rabba say that neither are chal? The Ritva says no. The Ritva says if they both can be chal, let them both be chal. Rabba wouldn't talk in that case. Rabba's only talking in a case where they both can't be chal. Well, if he did pray Yeshua, and does they come to some tases, he would know. Even in a case where they both could be chal, Rabba would say, kol she'ene b'zach stel f'zach s'ene, and neither are chal. But in a case where they taka both can't be chal, where they just can't, everyone's masking they can. You can't have more than 10% meiser, you can't have more than 40 chalas teda. There, everyone's masking that lulei the svar of Rabba, one would be chal, and with the svar of Rabba, neither are chal, and there's no machlokes. That's mavur in the sugya. And now let's go weiter. The Gemara says, Eisve Abaya, Hamarba b'maser, Pereisav misukonim, a smukul kolin. And Rashi explains that means, if someone's mafresh one out of five, four chulin and a fifth meiser, the peiris are all masukin, they're all tevel, they're all chulin gemurin, but the meiser, only half of it could be meiser, because only a tenth could be meiser. And it's actually, I saw a thikayam, Chelek Alev Simen Yudbeis mentions this, it's a little bit less than half. Because derech mashal, if you have 10 saw, and you take 2 saw and say that it's meiser on the other 8 saw, so half of it would be 1 saw, but 1 saw to meiser on an 8 saw is also a little bit more than a tenth. It really should be 0.8, 4/5 of a saw. That's meiser. Rashi is not being medayik 100%. Balkopanim, only the part that's a tenth of the remainder is meiser. The rest is tevel. So it's tevel, so meisreis mukolim, it's tevel and meiser muriv zebezeh. So Maris Kash was, according to Rabbi, we umarich on this already. Since you can't make the entire thing meiser, so then nothing should be meiser. You shouldn't say that half of it becomes meiser and we don't know which half. So the Gemara answers, Shani meiser d'isol l'chatzon. The yomet d'skadish palga d'chitza katsha. Meiser could be done halfway. That's what the Gemara says. It's mechalikas Yushainim what it means. Yushainim are more taisis and erivin, and the Yushainim and erivin also discuss it here. Rashi says what it means is that his kavana is he's not trying to make the entire Tusan Meiser. He wants to make the entire Tusan Meiser, but only half of each chita. When he says these two saw should be Meiser on these 8 saw, he means that in each wheat kernel of the two saw, half of the wheat kernel, like we're saying, a little bit less than half of the wheat kernel should be Meiser on the other 8 saw. But the other half should be chul and gemurin. And again, he doesn't specify which half. But if he would try to make the entire thing meiser, so kol she'enem b'zachaseh, filo b'zachaseinoi. But here he's only making each half chita meiser in this tusa. He's not making each full chita meiser in the tusa. And male, there's no problem of kol she'enem b'zachaseh, filo b'zachaseinoi. I saw Shmuel Zavsky ask the kasha, so why is Masreisim Mukukalim, why don't you say that everything becomes masukin? Because he wants to make part of it meiser, and the rest should be mesukin, should be chul and gemurin. The half of the chita should be meiser, and everything else, including the other half of the chita. I think the teretz is pashit. That's not his kavana. His kavana is only to be mesakin the other 8 son, only the other 4/5. He wants these 2 son to be meiser and the other 8 son, but not the entire 2 son. but the proportion of each chita v'chita, which will come out to be a tenth of the other eitzah. And the rest of the chita, he's leaving as tevel gomer. And that's why, Mashreisa Mukukulin. The other Rishayim learned that no, his intention is to make the entire thing meiser, and the way it works is that one saw is meiser and one saw is tevel, and we don't know which is which. But the reason why it's not a stira to Rambam is because since he was able to make the two saw meiser by doing it lechatzoin, by making in the entire two saw part of each chita meiser, since he's able to do it, that's called its yeshna bezeach hazeh. It's yeshna bezeach hazeh lechatzoin. Shmuel Zavsky is very bothered, but he can't make the entire thing meiser. So what he's doing is ain't a bezeach hazeh. If he would make half of it meiser, then he couldn't make the other half meiser. So right, it's not called bezeach hazeh. But right, since you have to say a svara that the whole din of kol she'ain a bezeach hazeh for asach hasena is a chiddush of Rabbah. And when it is technically possible in any eifin of zeach hazeh, even if it would be lechatzon, even if it would be that half of each chitu become meiser, you're trying to make the two son meiser. It's not possible to make the two son meiser. It's ain't a bezeach hazeh. But it is possible. Because if when you'd be making this two son meiser, you'd be making the two son meiser, but eifin, that only a part of each chitu become meiser, in that case, you could make these full two son meiser. So Mela, that already it loses its din of Ein B'Zeh Chazeh, and you don't have the time of Filo V'Asach HaSeinai. So it's still a Bissel Shver. Now, then the Gemara goes Vaita, has a few more questions on Rabbah, on his Yisayin of Kol She'ein B'Zeh Chazeh, Filo V'Asach HaSeinai, and Teritzim. And the Gemara ends up, the Gemara asks the Kasha on Rava. Rava was the one who introduced Rabbah's Teritz to answer the Mishnah. And the Gemara had a problem with the Mishnah. Why are they both not Mekudashis? And Rabbi Bacham answered with a Pasuk. And Rava said that's not what the Pasuk means. And Rava answered with the statement of Rabbi, Kol She'ena B'Zeach HaZeh Afilu V'Asach HaSeinai. And the Gemara then asks, Rava himself has a different answer. Rava holds, Kedushin She'en Mesurim L'Bia Lehav a Kedushin. Rava holds, whenever the Kedushin can come to a Bia, it doesn't work. That's the very next Sugya, by Achas Mishtei Achayis. When someone's Mekadosh one of them, where there's no problem of Kol She'ena B'Zeach HaZeh or Asach HaSeinai, he's only being Mekadosh one, but he doesn't specify which one, so he can't be Boil either of them, because each one is a Safek Achaisisha. Abayi says it's a good Kedushin, Rava says it's not. So Rava, why does he have to answer like Rabba and say that the reason is Kol She'ena B'Zeach HaZeh or Asach HaSeinai? Rava could say that the reason for the Mishnah that he can't be Mekadosh Shtei Achayis, it's because it's Kedushin Shem Mesir and Libya. So Neymar says, you're right. Ledvar of Dorim Bercham Makamar. Rava didn't need the answer. Rava could have said, because Kedushin Shem Mesir and Libya. But he was going like Dorim Bercham, who apparently didn't hold of the problem of Kedushin Shem Mesir and Libya. He had to bring a Pasuk. So he said, I'll have a Svar of Rama's ruling of Kol Shein and Bezach Hazaf and Vasach Hasenai. But really, I can answer it's Kedushin Shein Mesir and Libya. So the Rajmi here asks a question on Abaya. Abaye doesn't seem to hold of either of these two reasons, Vector Rashba. Abaye holds Kedushin Shem Mesir and Libya have a Kedushin, that's clear. Abaye also holds, he doesn't seem to hold of Rabba. He's the one who asked the questions on Rabba. So obviously he doesn't hold of the story of Kol She'ena B'Zeach HaZeh V'Asach HaSeinai. He's the one that asked all the questions. So how does Abaye understand the Mishnah? Why is the Mishnah true that Mekadosh Ishu Bito Shtei Achayis Ka'achas doesn't work? You don't have the time of Mekudushin Shem Mesir and Labiya Rav's time. Also, Abaye doesn't seem to hold of Rabba's time either. He doesn't hold of Kol She'ena B'Zeach HaZeh V'Asach HaSeinai. So how does Abaye learn the Mishnah? Does Frek the Rashba. So the Rashba's first teretz is that Abaye agreed to Rabba in the end. He asked questions, but after Rabba answered the questions, he agreed. So Abaye also holds at the time of Kol She'ena B'Zeach HaZeh V'Asach HaSeinai. The Rashba says the second teretz, that the case of the Mishnah is a worse Ein Mesir and Labia than the case that Abaye is arguing. In the case of Abaye and Rava, the Ein Mesir and Labia is Mikayach Safek. The truth is, one of them is Mutter. The one that's Mekadeshes is actually Mutter. Practically, he can't be Bailer because he doesn't know which one it is. But the Issur is only Mikayach Safek. That Abaye holds is not enough to be mafkir the kedushin. But the shtei achayis, when you want to be mekadesh both, there it's ein besurin lebiya b'tayris vaday. They're a vaday erva. Both of them are a vaday erva. Then even a baya holds can't work. That's the Rashi second teretz. So Rabbi Chanan, going back to the previous discussion, Rabbi Chanan and Kaivitzar Simon Chafei, he says, I see from the Rashba that without the din of Rabbah or any other din, without the din of Rabbah, we would say the Kedusha would be Chal on both. Because if anyway the Kedusha is only Chal on one, so that's not a problem of Kedusha shameless Surim Biya B'Tayris Vaday. If you all like to say for a Makna that there's no Havim in the Kedusha is Chal on both, the whole discussion is why isn't the Kedusha Chal on only one? So it's not a good answer, the Rashba's answer, that here it's Kedushin Shem Mishun Labiya B'Tayris Vaday. Because we're not discussing the Kedushin should be Chal on both. It can't be Chal on both anyway. The whole discussion should be Chal on one. So Vaitu, Kedushin Shem Mishun Labiya B'Tayris Suffolk. From the fact that the Rashba calls it a Kedushin Shem Mishun Labiya B'Tayris Vaday, we see from the Rashba that if not for the ruling of Rabba, of Kol Shein and Bezach Sefer L'Vasach HaSeinai, so both would be Chal. That's like the Pnei Yeshua, not like the Sefer HaMakna, not like we said, B'Shem the Ritva. The Sefer HaMakna, who says his pshat, that anyway there's no Havin Abo should be Chal, and the question is if only one is Chal, he wants to say a different teretz on the Rashba's Kasha. The Rashba's Kasha was, how would Abaye learn the Mishnah? He can't learn the Mishnah's Kosushin Shem Mishun Labi, because then he holds Havin Kedushin. And he doesn't seem to hold the Rabbis, you say, he asks Kasha son Rabbi, seems he holds it, you don't say Kol Shein HaMizach Afil HaVasach HaSeinoi. So how does Abaye learn? So the Sefer HaMakna says, we have later in the Gemara, we're going to discuss this soon, that when someone's Mekadesh multiple women, and it can't be Mekadeshes on all of them, then it doesn't work on any of them, that's the concept of Kni'at V'chamar. When someone makes two Kinyanim, and one of them don't work, so neither of them work. That's Kni'at V'chamar. We're going to discuss this soon. So the Sefer HaMakna says, so since anyway it can't work on both of them, that's as you say. So the only question is, it should work on one and we shouldn't know which one. So that's a problem of Kni'at V'chamar. You're trying to make a Kedushin on both. So you're making a Kedushin on two women. Only one of them can be Mekadeshes. So that's a problem of Kni'at V'chamar. That's a third reason why it can't work in the Mishnah. We have the reason of Kol She'enim Ezech Zeh Afilu V'asach HaSeinai. We have the reason of Kedushin She'em Esurim Labiya. The Sefer HaMakna introduces a third reason, because since anyway it can't work on two, so to have it work on one is the problem of Kni'at V'chamar. And we're going to discuss this right away in the Hemshech of the next Gemara. And now let's go weiter. The Gemara says, Itmai Kedushin She'ein Mesurin Labiya. If you have Kedushin, it's not Mesurin Labiya, they can't have come to Abiya. Rashi explains, you Mekadesh one of two Achayis, and you didn't specify which one, so you can't marry either one of them, because each one maybe is Achayis Ishtai. Abaye says, this is a good Kedushin. Rava says, lo have a Kedushin. And the Gemara says, the story for Rava is, Xeris HaKosef, Kikha Cheshishu, Abola, Kedushin, Mishun, Labi, have a Kedushin. Shem, Mishun, Labi, have a Kedushin. Tais explains, what about all the Chayve Lavin? Someone's Mekadesh, a Mamzer, or a Maini, Ma'avi, right? We find Kedushin is Taifas. It's not Mishun, Labi. The Tais explains that the only problem is when the Kedushin itself causes Shivan, Mishun, Labi. If it was Eina Mesurin Labiya before the Kedushin didn't cause any Isser, then you don't say you need Kedushin Mesurin Labiya. But if the Kedushin is the cause of the Isser, if it wouldn't be for the Kedushin, she's Materis, then the Kedushin makes her into a Safik Erva and makes it Isser, so that the Kedushin's causing the problem, that's the problem of Kedushin Shem Mesurin Labiya, that's why it's not a good Kedushin. So the Gemara had a Kasha and Rava from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, the Mekadesh Ishu Bita Isha Achais is Eina Mekadeshes. So that's mashma. Only when Kaddish both of them, it doesn't work. Of course, the svar we said before, of course, Shein b'zach self, v'asach haseinai. Well, the other svaris that we mentioned, but it's mashma dafka both of them, but if you Mekadesh only one of them, and you didn't specify which, it would work. It's shifted the Rava. So Rava says, but the seifa is a problem on Abai, because the seifa says, it was a ma'isa b'chamish nashu b'em shtei achayis. And someone said, arei kulcha mekadeshesli. And the Chum said, Ein Achayis Mekudashis. So there were five Nashim, including them two Achayis. And someone said, Arei Kulcha Mekudashisli. And the Chum said, the Achayis not Mekudashis, meaning the other ones are Mekudashis. So Gemara says, Iman of Shech. If he said Kulchem, so then why would it work? on the other ones. It should be ad v'chamar. Ad v'chamar means when you're giving a matana to two people. Rashi brings the case there was to someone who's born and someone who's still a ube b'mei imay, still in the mother's stomach. So the one in the mother's stomach can't be kaina, and the one who's born is not kaina either because it's one matana to both of them. And since one of them is not kaina, so the other one's also not kaina. That's ad v'chamar. So here also, if you wanted all the nashim to mekadeshes and the chayis not mekadeshes, that should be a problem with all the nashim. Elamai, the case was, he said one of you should be mekadeshes. And when it says ain't a chayis mekadeshes, it means the chayis are certainly not mekadeshes. And the other three, one of the other three are mekadeshes. So even though you said one of them, still the chayis not mekadeshes. So that's a mefirsh rai keneged abayin. So the Gemara says each one, abayin and rava, each have their own shot in the Mishnah. Abaye learns a mission like this. If you mekadesh two achayis together, both of them together, then it doesn't work. But if you mekadesh one of them, it does work. Because kedushin shem is soon to be a shema kedushin. But if you say haru'i lebiya miskadeshli, then it doesn't work because they're not going to be ru'i lebiya. Even if you say I want one of the nashim, the ru'i lebiya should be miskadesh, it won't work because neither of them are called ru'i lebiya. Once you didn't specify one, so they're both not ru'i lebiya, they're both like a suffolk achayisisha. And with the five nashim is a case, he said, haruyeli mikem tiskadishli. He told the five nashim, I want to be mekadesh all the nashim that are ruya to me. So the three nashim that are not sisters are mekadeshes. But the two nashim, both of them, that are sisters are both not mekadeshes because neither of them are ruya labia. It's not a problem about lechamar. He said clearly ruya labia. That goes on the three nashim and not on the two sisters. That's a bayis pshat in the Mishnah. And Rava's pshat in the Mishnah is that Mekadosh Aishu Mimbita, both of them, or even if you Mekadosh one of them, it's the same as we Mekadosh both of them, they're all not Mekadoshes. Even one of them, because the Kedushin Shem is Surin Labia. And the case of the five Nashim, the way Rashi learns is he says, Arei Kulchem V'achas M'shtei Achayis Mekadoshes Li, and then the Achayis are Mekadoshes, and that's not a problem of At V'chamar. Rashi explains, because technically one of the two could have been Mekadoshes to him, it's just a problem that each one really could be Mekadesh. It's just the problem that he can't be Mekadesh because Kedushin Shem is Surin Labia. So male, it's not a problem about the Chamar. So the other ones are Mekadeshes and the sisters are Mekadeshes. Atkan the Sugyas HaGemar. So the Gemara comes out on the next part that we paskin like Abaye, Hilchas HaKavasaka L'Abaye B'Yal Kagam. We paskin Kedushin Shem is Surin Labia, Shema Kedushin. So Alach HaLamaisa, if someone's Mekadesh two Achayis together, it does not work. But if someone's Mekadesh one of two Achayis, then it does work. Now, what's it in halacha l'maisa when there are five nashim ubehem shtei achayis and he says arei kulchem mekadeshesli? So the Gemara seems to come out, both according to Abaye and according to Rava, that none of them will be mekadeshes. That's the problem of at v'chamar, since the achayis can't be mekadeshes because he said both of them are mekadeshes. So even according to Abaye, they won't work. And he put them all together arei kulchem mekadeshesli. So then, since the achayis can't be mekadeshes, chamar, the other ones also can't be mekadashes. Says at v'chamar, when you make one kinyan to two people and it doesn't work for one of the people, one of them is a chamar, one of them is a uber, and then it won't work for either of them. That's what would seem to me, that's what the Gemara would seem to come out l'maskana. But the Rif does not bring down this whole shackle of attack. The Rif brings down the Mishnah Ketzurasai and says by kolcha mekadashes li, ein achayis mekadashes. It's mashman the other ones are mekadashes, even by kolcha. Why isn't there a problem of at v'chamar? So the emphasis in the Ramban and the Rashba say that Ad V'chamar is a machloikish of Nachman and Sheshes. This case, where he gave a matana to two people, one of them was the Ubi B'me'imai, and one was a Nailat. One was a fetus in the mother's womb, and one was already born. Rav Sheshes says it doesn't work, Ad V'chamar loy kana, nobody's kana. Rav Nachman says that no, the other one is kind of half. He's giving a matana to two, whatever works, works. Whatever doesn't work, doesn't work. Ad V'chamar is kind of. So in fact, they're Ramban and they're Ashba. So why is the Gemara asking the Kasha? What's Rava's big Kasha? How could it be according to Abaye that Kulchem Mekadeshes should work? If he says Kulchem, it shouldn't work altogether. It's Adfachamar. That's Rav Sheshes. Rav Nachman's Adfachamar is Kaina. The Zakhtar Ramban and the Ashba, the Gemara does it sometimes. The Gemara says it doesn't stem according to Rav Sheshes, even if we don't hold like Rav Sheshes. But how did Rav Sheshes learn the Mishnah? That's the Gemara's Kasha. But l'maisa, we paskin like Rav Nachman. We paskin ad v'chamar is kaina. So kum des la'alacha, we should paskin that by kulchem mekadoshes, it would work on the other nashim, it just won't work on the achayis. That's what should come out of l'alacha l'maisa. And that's Pshat in the Rif, who doesn't bring down the whole Shach Levitai. It's all according to the man Yom Advar Chamar Lekonin, Esher of Sheshes. We don't pass like Sheshes, pass like Rav Nachman. According to Rav Nachman, Advar Chamar is Kaina Machsa, and Mimela, by Kolchim and Kadeshes, the ones that could work would work. The three Nashim that aren't related would be Mekadeshes too. So the Ramban and the Rashi ask Faket, what's Pshat, the Bahag, and the Rambam, they both bring down that the Pshat in the Mishnah is when he said Rui Labia. When he said Rui Labia Mekadeshes, then the Achayis are not Mekadeshes, they're not Rui Labia, but the other ones are Mekadeshes, and it's not a problem about the Chamar, because he said Rui Labia. What's the Pshat? They pass in like of Nachman, the Lach is like of Nachman. This is going like the Mount of Advar Chamar is like Kana. So various Yishenim give Chalukim to explain the Rambam and the Bahang that Paskin's Lemaisa, that by the case of Kulchem, no one's Mekadeshes, even though we passing like of Nachman, Advar Chamar is Kana Machsa. The Ravid said it's only in the case where you know that it won't work, like the case where he said Kulchem Mekadeshes, where you know Kedushin can't be Chal in the two Achayes, so then it's not Chal at all. But if you think that it could be Chal, so then it's Chal half. That's the Ravid's chat. The Shainim argue. The Magid Mishnah and the Ran say a different chiluk. They say, Advar Chamar, you're giving a matana. When you give a matana, so it's not interlinked. You want to give a matana to two people. Comes out that one of them can't be kaina. So the other one is kaina. There's no svar that since you can't give the matana to both, you don't want to give a matana to either. You're giving a matana, half of it doesn't work, the other half that works. What's the difference? That's Advar Chamar is kaina. Now Shenkin here is you're not giving a matana, you're being a kaina shenisha. You want to be married to these two nashim together. There could be a svar. It's a package deal. You want both. If you can't have both, you don't want either of them. You want all these nashim. If you can't have all of them, you don't want either of them. When you're giving a matana away, so even though you can't give the matana to one, you want to give it to the other. Mashenkin here, you're being mekadesh nashim for yourself. You're being kinda. If it's not going to work on all of them, you don't want any of them. It's a package deal. Tazak Duran, to answer the Rambam and the Bahag, and they understand it from the Gemara. They think it's a deichik to say the Gemara is only asking in Kasha Koin Dev Sheshes. Al Karchach, here it's different. Everyone's going to ask him that Advar Chamar doesn't work over here. Now it's a Kula. He's learning this up Lakula because he's saying no one's Mekadashis because of that. So no one needs a get. So the Ran says the Shtikl Chiddish, even though the Gemara sounds like it's Tali and the Machalik is the Advar Chamar, and you're saying no, he ain't Kula on his mask, and you're saying it Lakula to Mekel and an Eshish Deraisa to say no one's Mekadashis. The Ma'ay says it's a the 2 days are brought in Shulchan Aruch, the Rif's day, that this Gemara is only called Melam Advar Chamar Leikani, according to Rav Sheshes, the fear of Nachman, the Advar Chamar Kani, so who would then by Kulchan, the Kedusha would be Chal on the other Nashim, just not in the Achayis, and the Rambam's day, the Bahag's day, that since the Gemara asks them, Vaisis, everyone's masking in this case, that if it doesn't work at all the Nashim, it won't work at all, and by the case of Kulchan, none will be Kain. That's the certainty. And now let's get to a mamasha gavaldige sugya, gavaldige inyan that's negated to the sugya, the inyan of Yesh Breyer. The Dvoi asks a kasha. He asks, what's pshat here in the problem of Kedushin Sheim Besurim Labia when someone's Mekadesh Achas Mishtei Achayis? Why don't you say Yesh Breyer? If you hold Yesh Breyer, that you say that choosing something out is makes it Huvra Adav L'mafreya, that that's what it was. So here also, Laman the Yom Yesh Breira, why don't you just choose one of them and say, this is the one that's Mekadeshes and the other one not. Yesh Breira. And the Ritva blinds at Tzarechiyin. The Taisus Rint, Eifenart, he brings down Rishainen that discuss Inyan of Breira here. He says he doesn't understand B'chol what they want. How could there be Inyan of Breira here? Breira is like the Pshat, like let's say you say, Shnei Lugin Shani Asad Lahafrish. The two lugan that I'm going to pick out later should be truma. So you have a machlokes. Ein Breira says that since now it's not mavur, it's not specified now, so what you do later doesn't count, and it remains a suffix. And Yesh Breira says, no, you said two lugan that I'll pick out. When you pick out the two lugan, huvra davar mafreya, these are the two lugan that are truma. Well, let's say, I'm any b'alayach ha-menashe yirtza abba. Say, I'm the kind of shoe I'm going to ask that your father wants. If you hold aim Breyer, it doesn't work. Because since Peshas Kedushin, we didn't know if it was going to work or not, it's a problem with Breyer. If you hold Yesh Breyer, so the father wants, it's a Kedushin Yesh Breyer. But that's where you would tail it on something later. You would tail it on something that's going to happen later. So that, if you hold the Yesh Breyer, what happens later is able to affect the Chalaisa before. But here you were never tell on anything. You said Achatz Mishtei Achais, and you left it not Mavur. Well, like the case of Arba Mishmeinim Chalais, you left them not Mavur. It's not Shach Breyer. You can't make a Breyer. Why should you picking out later work? What does that have to do with what you did before? So, Mel, it's not in the game of the Svar of Yesh Breyer over here. That's Taina the Taisa's writ. Damas is the Ritva in Yevamis and Afchav Gimel and Beis. He also asks his Kasha. And there he doesn't blive Shver. He gives three terutzim. The first terutz he says is, it's talking about you said that it should be Tolui in somebody's das, and that person died. We don't know his das. And the Mela remains a suffix. It's not Shach Breyer, because you were telling someone's das, you were telling what your father wants and someone else, and that person died. And the second terutz is exactly like the Taisa's Rid, that you didn't say that it should be Tolui in anything. So Mela, it's not Tolui in the sugi of Yesh Breyer. But the Ritva here in Kedushin is Mashma, that is telling the Sugi of Yesh Breyer, even Bechai Gavna. Now, the Avnei Meluim on Simen Mem Aleph Sifkat and Beis, and other Achreinim also discuss this. They say that Kama Gemara said a Mashma, that even if you didn't make it Tolui, you still say Yesh Breyer. L'mashal, there's a Gemara in Yuma Daf Nun Hei. In Yuma Daf Nun Hei, it says when a lot of women went and gave all their money for all their karbanis that they needed for yoldeis. A lot of the women who had babies who had to bring karbanis, and they didn't bring their own karbanis, they gave in money for the karbanis, and karbanis were bought for all the women. And let's say one of the women died. So the Gemara says you're going to have a problem. If one of the women die, so mamela, you have here a chata shemesu balea, which you can't bring as a karban, it's lamisa, and you don't know which one it is. And mamela, all of them, you can't bring any of the karbanis. So the Gemara says, but if you hold the Yesh Breyer, so just take four zuz, take one of the karbanis, throw it out. And mamela, you can bring the rest. And you'll say that the one that you're throwing out, that's the one that died. So you see, even though they bought it all together, they didn't specify anything, but if one of them died, so you could say Yesh Breyer and specify that the one that died should be this thing, and mamela, you won't have a problem with the rest of them. So it sounds like you could with Yesh Breyer, even if it wasn't meant to be specified before, with Yesh Breyer, you can make your own specification. Similarly, there's a Gemara in Temura Daf Lamed, which talks about there's a sul carbon called Mechir Kelev. If someone exchanges a dog for a sheep, the sheep that's exchanged for the dog is called a Mechir Kelev, and you can't bring it as a carbon. So Gemara says, let's say there was an exchange. There was 10 sheep, an exchange for 10 other sheep and a dog. So Gemara says, if you hold Yesh Breyer, you could decide which sheep is considered the exchange for the dog, and the rest won't be possible. The rest won't have the psul of Mechir Kelev. So you see again, you didn't say that it should be a future event or a future decision would specify it. Which that's what the Tezrit says, the only thing would work Yesh Breyer. Stam, you exchanged 10 sheep for 9 sheep and a dog, and you could decide that this is the sheep that was exchanged for the dog, the other sheep was exchanged for the sheep. So you see, that you could say Yesh Breyer even if you didn't originally say that it should be specified. So the Avnei Melum says a third teretz. The Avnei Melum says a teretz that ain't a chinami. Really here you could specify. Really here you could say which Isha is the one Mekadeshes. But since until you specify it to both us and Misafik, so that's the Xeris Akasav Kichich Isha Ubala, that it has to be that as soon as you made the Kedushin, without any further specification, it has to be Roy Labia. And since here, if you didn't specify it any further, it wouldn't be considered Kedushin and Mesurim Labia. That's a sign of Kedushin Shem Mesurim Labia. And the Ritva is very similar to that in his third Teretz to Yevamis. That ain't a chanami you could specify, but still, it's a problem of Kedushin Shem Mesurim Labia because you didn't say you're going to specify. And Mimela, since if you didn't specify it, you'd be us on both of them. And you need the specification to be matter, that's called a Kedushin Shem Mesurim Labia, because originally it's a Kedushin Shem Mesurim Labia. So those are the Ritva's three terutzim. The first teretz is, it's talking about you said it should be Tolui in a specification, which never ended up happening, like you said it should be Tolui in someone else, what someone else wanted and he died. The second teretz of the Ritva is that any time you didn't make any specification, you just were Mekadosh Achaz V'Shtei Achayis Stam, you can't specify later, and this is what the Teretz holds. And the third teretz is you could specify later, and it would work. But the whole kedusha is not chal according to Rava, because since until the specification it's a mesurin lebia, so it doesn't work at all. And that's what Avdei Mulam says is the teretz. But we still have to answer what's the pshat in Taisus Rid in the second teretz of the Vod. It says that if you didn't say that it should be specified, you can't say Yesh Beira from the Gemaris, the Gemara of Mechir Kalev, the Gemara that you could throw out the money when they bought the Karbanis together. There it's mashman that you could say Yesh Beira even when you didn't say it should be specified. So that kash alone, a few achrenim answer, the Shari Yeshur of Shimon and Shari Gimel Perich of Beis, and the Stipler in Yuma Simon Tezvav, and the Reb Shlomo Hyman in Chelek Beis, they say that the Taisus Rid would learn up in all these cases that the Pshat is, it's considered that that was Yidas Metchila Bemis, and that's a Taisim Bechayis and Nafnan Vav, and Nafnan Vav and Beis. With that, the Gemara asks the question that you should decide which sheep is the one connected the dog. So Taisus asks the Kasha, why would that work? Just because you decided, no one ever made such a specification. So Taisus says, if you hold Yesh Beira, so that's what you wanted. Metchila, you wanted that whatever one you're going to decide later, that should be the one. So that was Metchila, your Kavana. And the same thing that Taisus Shanim and Yuma says about the Karbanis that are together, that the Pshat and the Gemara's Kasha throw out four means Metchila decide that if anyone dies, you should have the right to decide that whichever one you decide should be the one that died, that should be the one that died Metchila. So you made that specification earlier. Mashenken and Al Gemara, since you had the two women there in front of you earlier, and you said achas mishteim, and you didn't decide, and you didn't give any mechanism to decide, so that's clearly saying that you don't want there should be a decision. You want it to be unspecified. So then you can't specify it later. By the case where you split the 9 sheep and the dog against the 10 goats, I mean, let's say the 9 goats and the dog against the 10 sheep, so you didn't make up it should be unspecified. You didn't get around to specifying it. Avada, you meant to specify it later. Mashenken, here, there was no reason for you not to specify it right away. So that's a raya that you didn't want it specified. Mela, according to Taisus Rid, you can't decide later to specify it. But the Ritva holds that even in the case of Shteachas Mishtei Nashim, you could specify it later. What's the pshat in that? So it's really Taisin Tzmur asks this kasha. Taisin Tzmur asks the kasha on the Gemara that says that you could specify which sheep is connected to the dog. So fact Taisin Tzmur, so why can't you say any time you have one Isser being with the Taruvus against all that Terim, why don't you just say, Yesh Beira, I'll take out one, I'll say that's the Isser. Elamai doesn't work that way. It's a Suffolk. It's Suffolk remains. So what's Ibshat? So Taisa says, I'm going to tell you a Klal Gadol. The Klal Gadol is, if there was already an Isser before the Taruvus, the Isser was clear before the Taruvus, and then it was Nesarev, you can't just decide which one is the Isser. That's a din. You don't know which one's the Isser. It's a Taruvus. In the case where it's not Batal, they're all Asser. Mashayin Kain, when the Isser was first Noilid by Taruvus, and never was an Isser Klar before the Taruvus, then you could decide which one is the Isser if you hold the Yesh Beira. Dashtein Taisin Tumura. So Rabbi Kivenga seemed to have learned Taisus quite literally. Rabbi Kivenga in Yeridei Simon Tazayin, he says, let's say, Lagabe Oisiv Es Benai. You have a bunch of animals together. You don't know which one is the mother. A bunch of animals got mixed together. Their mothers are in a different thing. You don't know which animal is the son of which mother. And one of the mothers got geshechted. So now we have a question. You're not going to shecht today. You're not going to shecht any of the animals. Oisiv Es Benai. So Rabbi Kivenga declares to say, you could say Yesh Beira, because the Issa was first Neilid B'Taruvus. So according to this Taisus, you could decide, this is the one that the mother was Shechted, Yesh Beira, and I'm allowed to be mad to the other ones. Saktiv Shimishkop, that's so not Mistabra. If one of them is Taka Asr and the other one's a Mutter, how could you decide which one is Asr and which one is Mutter? How do you have a right to do that? What's Pshat Yesh Beira? There's no Svar for that Bechlal. Saktiv Shimishkop, I'll tell you Pshat and Taisus. When Taisus says, whenever the Isser is Mavura Klar, you say, you can't say Yesh Beira, that's a Klal for sure. But when he says, when the Isser is Nelu B'Taruvus, you could say Yesh Beira, he didn't mean you could always say Yesh Beira. But it depends. If one of them B'Mitzias is Asr, and the other ones are Mutter, then you can't say Yesh Beira, even if the Isser was Nelu B'Taruvus. If one's Asr and the other's Mutter, how could you decide which one's Asr? You don't know. Doesn't make any sense, b'chlal. It's not shaykh to say yesh breira b'chai gavna. Now, the svara to say yesh breira, even in the case we didn't specify before, is when he made an unspecified chalais, which is be'etzim unspecified. And that's how he's mazbar the whole yisayit of achas mishtei achayis, or the 40 chalas, or the meiser, one of the two. That the pshat is, it's not the pshat by achas mishtei achayis, that one of them is mekadeshes and one of them is not kameshmaya, and we don't know. Because what does that mean? Which one's mekadeshes, which is not? Why should one be mekadeshes more than the other one? It doesn't make any sense. He didn't specify. The teretz is, it's an unspecified one. It's a chalais, it's chal unspecified. It's chal on one of them. Which one? Any one of them. We don't know which one. It's not known which one. It's be'etzim unspecified which one. But not shvat that one is taka us and one is taka mutter. There's no such thing. There's no one that's us and there's no one that's mutter. It's an unspecified chalais. And the same thing when you exchange the 9 goats and the dog kenega the 10 sheep. It's not pshat that one of the sheep is kenega the dog and we don't know which one. There's no reason this one, no reason that one. They all have a siba to be kenega the dog. It's unspecified. One of them is kenega the dog be'etzim. And even he says, even kameshmaya they don't know. It's a kameshmaya legalia. There is no known. There's no such thing. That's how he explains why there's no bitul b'ray. There's a kasha, the Makna asked the kasha later in Daf Samach Daled, that let's say somebody says, one of my girls should be mekadeshes to you. So all the girls need to get. Why don't you say bitul b'rayv? So Bamis Reb Shimon has another svar also, we can't be married. But this svar also holds that way. Bitul b'rayv is when you have one that's usser, the other one's at a mutter, the isser is batal in the heter. Mashen came here, there's no one usser, no one mutter. It's an unspecified one. You can't say bitul b'rayv. There's no difference one and the other one. Bitul b'rayv is when one is different than the other one. One is usser, the other's a mutter. Here, they're all unspecified. There is one that's mekadeshes conceptually, and it's not a specified one. You can't say bitul b'rayv. And memela, there's a tzad, according to the Ritva, that you could say yesh breira. So stam, you decide which one. Because since there's one that's not specified, you have a right to specify it later. That's the word of yesh breira. So by Yosef es Benoi, with his taka, one of them, the one that's usher, is the one who kamesh maya gali, the mother, is that one. So avadah won't be yesh breira just to decide which one. You don't know which one. But when the pshat is, there is no one. There is no one that's there. Now each one has a suffix. It's one, it's unspecified one. Yesh breira says you could specify. So Mel, that's the pshat, and the Avnei Mulum, and the Ritva's third teretz over there, the Ritva here, that since you said one unspecified there, it's takatolian breira, and if you hold yesh breira, you could specify it, and that one becomes mekadeshes, and the other one's mutter. That's how Yerb Shimon learns up the lumdus in Agamar.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.